Time now for your letters. In the latest in our series on pop music hitmakers, we explored how the incubator for Atlanta hip-hop is the strip club. Most of the major hits of the last decade have gotten their first listen at a club before going to number one in the charts. Well, angry emails battered our inbox after that story. Kathleen May of Augusta, Georgia wrote this: "I absolutely could not believe that NPR would air such foul trash." And Lucy Johns of San Francisco agrees. She writes, "This was the most degrading program to women I've heard today, this week, in a long time." But Malika Brown of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania writes, "I was ready to turn the dial until I listened. I think it was well reported and it became interesting. While you may not agree with the lifestyle or listen to hip-hop, it is a part of American culture. Deal with it." Well, it turns out that many of you aren't fans of Waka Flocka Flame either.
I go hard in the paint. Leave you stankin'. What the thinkin'?
Commentator Jay Smooth's musings on the popular hip-hop artist was another cause of listener anger. Virginia Gaffney of Grand Blanc, Michigan seethes, "Waka Flocka Flame, for this I donate part of my precious pension. Let me understand, I am funding stories to promote vulgar, obscene music which seriously degrades women?" Well, Dominic Brady wrote this from Atlanta: "I think it's refreshing to see that NPR is taking a chance by challenging boundaries. It's unfortunate that this isn't done enough in hip-hop anymore." Well, keep your letters coming. You can write to us by visiting npr.org and click on Contact Us. I'm a dive for the shouter, man, I swear to God. In the trap with some hood. Where you at? Happy holidays from All Things Considered at NPR News.